Hello, everyone, and welcome to another IA Unboxcast. My name is Aaliyah, and today I'm here with Mr. Michael Dowies.
Hello.
And making her IA cast return, Miss Leslie Dixon.
Hello.
So today we're going to unbox something that I just got from Rehab Services, which is going to help me a lot as my journey as a computer information system student, and that is the Orcam MyEye 2.
Sort of.
What?
Not according to the box.
Well, yeah. The box does not say that, but it is. So, Michael, what does the box look like?
The box...
It actually has this heavy-duty plastic stuff, like the viewing window.
The box is made for display. It has a plastic thing on the front where you could actually see the MyEye 2. Now, it shows a picture of somebody wearing it, and it says... Orcam MyEye, and it has that wording in several places, and you can actually see in the box where it shows the MyEye 2 connected to a thing holding it in. On the side it says MyEye, on the back it has the same picture, on the other side it says MyEye, on the back it shows some different pictures and diagrams.
That's a lot of eyes.
Yes, it is.
The top shows...
If it's your eyes, I'm sorry.
The top shows the text again. And the bottom shows all of your serial number and all that information.
Okay. And we also got a second box in the box, which just appears to be a small battery pack. So I'm going to go ahead and open this up.
Okay. Let's see what that is. I'm curious what brand they give you.
Yeah.
Hey, me too, because I don't know.
Open. So here it is. Has a micro USB cable in the box and an instruction manual. Yeah, that's micro USB. It has pins.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it says power add.
Never heard of that brand. Here's the box, though. It may say on the box.
Let's see. There you go. The box says that you opened upside down.
Well,
power add, power your life.
Oh, okay. So the Orcam box has a small sticker that you can pull up and pull back the top of the box. And the very first thing that you notice in the actual lid of this box, weirdly, is that you have a small pair of glasses. And these are not the Orcam itself. These are glasses you can choose to mount the MyEye onto.
This actually already comes with a mount on this pair of glasses.
Yeah, I see that. Now, those glasses aren't going to make any kind of fashion statement. They're not the prettiest beings on this planet. But they're there if you need them.
And they will give you the ability to use your Orcam right out of the box.
Correct.
If you don't have a set to mount them to.
Right. And inside the top of the box, not the lid now, we're looking in the actual body of the box, is the MyEye itself. And I have taken it off of the display mount, which it was held there by a piece of tape. Here you go, Michael.
Here's the glasses.
Tape his mouth shut.
I will. He deserves it.
This thing is so tiny.
It is so little.
It has text that's in shiny print that says what it is. The Orcam MyEye. Never is there any branding of the number 2.
Interesting branding choice.
This device... If you really think about it, this device is over $4,000, and it's tiny. You could lose this.
Yep.
And it's only held onto your glasses through magnets.
Shut up.
Ah, but there's more.
I'm going to need you to shut up right now.
Okay, so what do you mean there's more, Leslie?
There is a lanyard in the box that you can wear around your neck. So if it does fall off your glasses, it just drops tattoo around your neck.
That is very good information.
Yeah.
was not told to me.
I have actually found a small box of items underneath the display mount for the Orcam. And inside that box, we have... Why is there a pair of scissors?
Because you have a magnetic mount in there, and they're held on by zip ties and a little bit of adhesive on the back. So when you zip tie that to your glasses frames, they give you scissors to cut that excess zip tie off with.
Ah.
So this is different from the one because basically you make your own mount.
So
on the other one, you actually had to have it fitted, if I remember right.
Is there more than one mount?
Yes, and it had tiny little screw. Yes, so there's that one that comes in the box with the scissors, and that has extra long zip tie on it. But then there's more, so keep going in the box.
Okay.
You'll find a couple more.
Props, though, to Orcam for essentially making you able to go ahead and use this right out of the box.
Yes.
Like, completely. Scissors and all. So, mm-hmm. I kind of destroyed that poor box.
Aw. Sadness. Know.
It's okay. It just had the scissors in the mount.
I do wish that it charged through USB-C instead of micro, but, you know.
Well, beggars can't be
choosers. I do too. But it does give you... It is a magnetic charger.
Why is there a refrigerator magnet in here?
They have a magnetic charger as well as the port on the back?
Well, on the port on the back, and you'll see this when you get to the cord, they have some small micro USB pieces that will fit into that port, and then...
Oh, it's a magnetic charge cable.
Yes. So that end comes off. Once you insert it into the back of the camera, that end comes off, and then you can charge it magnetically.
Right.
And it comes with two or three extra end pieces there.
Interesting. So we have a microfiber cleaning cloth.
Yes.
For the camera. We have an iPad that's not behaving. Shut up, iPad. We have an instruction manual in print.
Mm-hmm.
There is a...
Practice material.
Is that what that is?
Sure. They give you something to read when you...
Right.
Get your Orcam set up out of the box.
There's a random magnet. What is this, Michael?
It says... Orcam support.
Okay. I thought that's what it was, but I wasn't sure.
We're here to help. 1-800-713-3741. support@orcam.com.
Interesting. So underneath all those things,
neat magnet, though.
We have the bag with the... Ooh, that's a very nice cable.
Mm-hmm.
The charge cable is nylon braided, which is very nice. There are indeed... couple of extra tips. That is not micro USB.
Oh, it's not?
No.
It's not?
Are those proprietary?
Let's see.
I hope not. Here, have some tips.
We've used micro USB on our training model.
Interesting. They don't have any pins.
That's definitely micro USB.
It doesn't have pins,
though. I was going to say, no, they're really light.
Pins. But they are there.
Also... Oh, okay, I see how that comes off. Okay. Yeah, look at this cable, hon. This is really, really nice. That is a nice, nice cable.
Oh, wow, those are sensitive. Here, hold on to one of these before we lose them.
Yeah.
Keep them in the box.
I'm actually going to put this one in the arm of the couch for the moment.
So what I like about that is, this actually goes in there.
Are they reversible?
No.
what?
So. But what I like is you put this in there. You don't have to take it out.
No.
And it's not going to bend like a lot of micro USB does and break the clips because there are none.
Right.
It's
right.
Such a tight fit. Look at this. This is really ingenious.
Yeah, it's very tight. It's not flush, but it doesn't detract from the look of
right.
of it at all.
It doesn't.
I wouldn't even take that out.
No.
There's just enough room behind it, between it and the camera, that if you needed to pull it out, you can get your fingernail in there and
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
get it out.
Look at this cable, Michael.
Which I've had to do.
Very nice cable. Also, and it has a tip on it. Also, in the in this side of the box is a small zippered case
mm-hmm.
for the Orcam. In that case are a couple of extra mounts.
Should probably be three of them in there.
I see two.
Okay.
And because there was one up top, so I think
yeah,
be
I couldn't
two
remember
in the
if it
case.
Was.
And
I
the lanyard.
Remember two or three.
I think I'm most impressed by this charging system.
Michael's nerding out.
That's okay. I was nerding out with the box, so.
Yeah,
at
you were a design major
with some...
after all.
At least he's impressed with something a little more technical. I'm just like, ooh, pretty box.
So I've actually put the Orcam in its case. It's not a very snug case, but it.
Well,
it will
but
hold
once you
on
put
to
the
it.
Lanyard, once you put the lanyard on, you can. I've wrapped the lanyard around the camera several times, and then put it all in the case together, and it's pretty snug.
Yeah.
Can I see the camera real quick?
Uh huh. It's.
I'm gonna give you this tip to put with your other tips.
Here you go.
Swap.
Hey, it stuck to the zipper.
Yeah.
But I want to see how this works.
And I actually did find the wall adapter in the bottom of the...
Oh, this was one I was going to give you. But it stuck to your...
yeah, I told you. It stuck to the zipper. It ran away.
Yep.
So, without cutting... I'm assuming that without cutting them off, you cannot... mount, or you cannot reuse these mounts for the Orcam.
It's like a max
no.
charger. I'm hung up on this charger, y'all.
Stop being a nerd.
It's just really cool. Like it,
geek
it,
on, Michael.
It comes off of here really easily and goes on really easily.
So I'm actually going to go ahead and we decided to do something really ingenious before the show started, and that was take these Bose frames that I got and mount the Orcam, and I'm actually going to mount it on the left side of the glasses because that's where it less of the electronics are.
I thought they were typically supposed to be on the right side.
Are they?
Yes, because you want to put
it
on the side
be,
where you point.
It can be either one.
It can?
I'm
yes.
a little worried about sliding it past the charging port. Oh, no, it worked. It worked. Okay, so...
that was the purpose for the magnetic mount, partially, was so that you could put it on either side easily.
Yeah, theoretically, you could put a mount on either side.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I'm taking the adhesive off of the back of this, and I'm going to slide it carefully. Luckily, it's a very light adhesive. It doesn't look
yes.
like it. It's not going to hurt the glasses.
It's just going to hold it in place while you get the zip ties secured.
Hey! And then it just popped off on me.
Uh-oh.
There we go. Now, I'm going to stick it right there. It's actually not in the way of the charge port right here because I want to make sure so that I'm going to tighten these ties down And that was my dog expressing her displeasure. All right. And I have attached... Shush. Oh, that's not going to work.
I say you may want to make sure that your camera is sticking off the front of the glasses a little bit.
It's going to. I just have a small... Shut up. Oh, there. So, I ran into a problem. The zip tie... Actually, still trying to fix said problem. I think. Is the power button is also on the right arm.
Uh-oh.
So, I'm trying to... I may have just lost myself a mount. Shut up. Because I'm trying to make it so that these zip ties are on either side of this power button.
Right.
So that... Yes, I've got it. So that they don't stay on. So now, if I flip it over... Put these on.
Battery 90%. Yes. Ready to connect.
Okay. Now, I'm going to trim the ends off these ties. I do have another mount. If I screwed it up, then I can just use another mount. It's not a big deal. But
and you can get extra mounts from them. I don't know how much they cost, but they will send you additional mounts if you need to.
Yeah. There we go. Ties off. And we're good. So, can I have the OrCam, please?
Yes, you may.
I'm going to go ahead and mount. Now, Leslie, can you give a description of... There is only one button on the OrCam, correct?
Yes, and it's only inside. So it'd be the side closest to the frame of the glasses, near the back.
Where is the magnet on this thing?
There's two.
The magnet is in front of that button. There's two small magnets kind of inset into the flat side of the camera.
Okay. That feels wobbly. That feels very
Is it the
wobbly.
Mount that feels wobbly?
No, the camera itself doesn't feel like it sits on the glasses very well.
I wonder if you got your mount backwards.
Oh no.
When you put it on the ends, which way were your.
Yeah, it's on backwards. It's on backwards.
Aw.
See, this is what Leslie didn't mention to Aaliyah.
I'm sorry.
There is, in fact, a way to put the mount on backwards.
I forgot. I'm so sorry.
Now I'm going to have to try to get my scissors under there and cut it. Oh well. Well.
By the time I thought about it, it was
three.
Too late.
Okay, so where'd the stupid scissors go?
The more you know, right?
Right. Hey, I'm all about making mistakes.
Maybe that's why you get three of them to start with.
Yeah. That way if you break one, it's okay. What did I do with the stupid scissors? I'm having trouble. There they are. And this time when I mount I'm going to be careful of the power button.
Yes. And you also want to make sure that when your Orcam is sitting on the glasses, it's sticking slightly off the front.
Yeah.
So mine is probably maybe a quarter inch out in front of the front edge of my glasses. Maybe not that much.
I'm trying not to scratch my Bose frames while cutting the stupid zip tie. I'm actually having trouble getting. Oh. I'm actually having trouble getting.
Getting your scissors in there?
Yeah. Because obviously I made it tight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'm probably going to do is go ahead and mount them on the practice glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. And that way I don't have to waste anybody's time. So I'm going to go ahead and put the practice frames on and grab the Orcam. And put it. My thought behind mounting it on the Bose frames was actually so that I could pair the Bose frames as a Bluetooth headset to the Orcam and have an all-in-one OCR solution.
Right.
So,
which was a great idea.
Right. How do I turn this bad boy on?
Okay, so you want to hold that round button down on the inside for a second or two, and it will take a minute to come on. So visibly you should see a light come on, but without that ability you would give it a couple of seconds and it should start beeping.
All right, I've held the button. It doesn't go into some sort of shipping mode, does it, where you have to?
No.
Oh no, there it goes.
There it goes. It's beeping.
That was my watch.
Oh. I thought she was about to start talking and then it kept beeping. I was like, what?
No, that was my Apple Watch. The beeps are getting quieter. That's weird. Oh, there it
is. Shutting down.
Oh no! Oh no! I need that fancy smancy cable there, Michael.
Right?
It shipped dead. They're not supposed to be
dead.
That's
unusual.
Bye bye!
It's very ominous when it says that. It kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing. Where is that cable?
I kind of expect the nuclear warhead to come flying at me any second.
Bye-bye. Where is it? I don't see it. It didn't go between the cushions, did it? Mm-mm.
Has your new couch learned to eat things?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It eats things very effectively.
not there. Thank you, watch.
Your watch is being chatty.
Yes, it is. I'm actually going to unplug the lightning cable from our couch and plug in the magnetic cable. And now is when I wish that it was mounted on the left side, because I'm about to have a cable in front of my face. Okay. It's plugged in. Now, I guess we try to wake it back up.
The one thing I don't like, I mean, it probably has a sleep mode, but a lot of
it does.
AT devices have just a on or off. Like the Patriot Viewpoint that I have, it's on or it's off, and boot up is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like these.
So does the OrCam have a setup process, or does it just take you right into it?
It just takes you right into it. And from that point, you can go into settings. These latest ones have been shipping with the latest software update, so they haven't needed to be updated right out of the box.
But I know you can connect them to Wi-Fi.
You can, yes. And it is much easier now with the app than it was. You used to be able to, or used to have to go to their website, log into your Wi-Fi, and create a QR code, and then take a picture of the QR code. Version 8 is ready. Battery is 0% charged. On your computer screen. So it's gotten a lot easier to do through the app.
Okay. And as soon as I find my phone.
The one thing you may have to do is once you connect it to the Wi-Fi, the time and date settings may not be adjusted, and that'll have to be adjusted with the Wi-Fi.
Now, there is a MyEye2 app for iOS that you can get from the App Store, and we're going to open that here.
MyEye, welcome, picture of my eye, image, welcome, head speaking with volume, speaking, 55%, picture of my eye, image.
Picture of your eye? Well, mm-hmm. Ouch.
MyEye, congratulations on purchasing my eye. Let's start by connecting your device and registering.
I don't know how comfortable I feel about purchasing somebody else's eye.
Continue. I know, right?
Continue. Button. Continue. Pair your My Eye. Heading. Picture of My Eye. Image. Bring your My Eye close to your phone. Direct your My Eye towards the ceiling.
Toward the ceiling?
If you get pop-up, tap on pair. If you get pop-up, tap on pair.
What was that?
Well, initially I thought it was going to... Did you touch the sidebar?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, initially I thought maybe it was going to take a picture, but it didn't.
I wonder if it's looking for something on the
picture
screen.
Of my eye. Control, do not disturb cellular data.
Let's turn my brightness up.
Do not brightness. 10.30%, 450%. My eye. Pair your my eye. Heading.
What's it asking you to do?
It says...
Picture of my eye. Image.
Mobile app connected.
Alert. Bluetooth pair request.
Go. Oh, there it goes.
My eye would like to pair with your iPhone. Cancel. Pair. Button. Pair your my eye. Heading.
So, I had to do some weird things, like just moving my head around until it finally got the app to pair.
Register your device.
Yeah.
Heading. Sign up. Please register your email so we can remember your device. Email address. Text field. Text field is editing.
All right, so this screen just asks for your email and name. I have entered those.
Please wait.
And I hit continue.
Editing. Alita Dudley. Register your device. Back button. Confirmation code. Please enter the confirmation code we sent to Blind Cadural 90 text field.
Fine. Open mail.
Which of these would you like? Mail or voice dream mail? My eye. Chat folder. Chat folder. FaceTime. Mail. Team talk. Mail. Unread. All inboxes. Heading. Edit. Unread. Audio games net. Unread. Unread. Rose 1 to 9. Refreshing content. Rose 1. Unread. Danielson. Unread. WordPress. Search field. Actions available.
Seriously?
Unread. My service. Unread. My services.
There it is.
Email confirmation.
There it is.
Hi. Heading level 3. Hi. Heading. Your verification code is heading level 4. 2, 7, 5, 3, 9, 7. Heading level 4. Links. Heading. Take language pins. Sound. Punctuate audio. Volume. Speaking. Text. Select lines. Words. 2, 7, 5, 3, 9, 7. 2, 7, 5, 3, 9, 7. Copy to pasteboard. CBS News. My eye. Active. My eye. Continue. Text field. Text field. Characters. Edit. Paste. 2, 7, 5, 3, 9, 7. Continue. Dimmed. Button.
What?
Text field. Text field. Text. Please enter.
Oh my god.
Text field. Text,
I bet you have a
text,
space
text
in there
field
somewhere.
Is editing. Insertion point at start. Text. Please enter text field.
Oh, it didn't take it, did it?
Insertion point at end. Please enter the confirm text field. Is editing. Edit. Paste. 2, 7, 5, 3, 9, 7. Please enter text field. Is editing. Insertion point at start. 7.
It's one of these stupid code fields that has a separate text field for each digit, which
will not
permit you to paste.
Right.
Rawr.
Continue. Button 7. Continue. Button. Please wait. Dimmed.
I don't want to.
I accept. Loading content. Ellipsis. I accept. Button. This cookie statement may be changed from time to time in OrCam's discretion. I accept. Button. I accept. My eye battery level is 11%.
Yeah, well, it's charging.
Finds my
That's
eye
actually
button.
Charging pretty quick.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
My eye battery finds my eye button.
It will charge most of the way in about 15, 20 minutes.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Help button. Settings button. Remote button. Remote button.
Remote? What's that?
Yes, so you can use this as a remote for triggering your camera. And reading, so if you're pausing your reading or backing up a line or going forward a line, you can use this to trigger the reading mode.
Interesting. So let's talk about a little bit about how to initiate a picture. I'm going to pick up one of these pieces of paper that was in this pile somewhere.
Okay.
And... maybe. Where'd all the papers go?
I don't know.
The couch ate them.
NYUYD. Now, my... I... low battery.
Yeah, thank you. it's charging. Here's one of the pieces of paper. So, I have it held up in front of my right eye.
Okay, so... right now, you're either going to have to point at the center of the paper, and when it dings, move your hand, or you can touch the touch bar on the side one time
to have
it take a picture.
No, it's got the lamp.
Cancel. Lights are on.
I see that now.
And it will tell you if the lighting's too low. Sometimes it'll tell you if the text is upside down.
What, Michael?
Point the way you were.
There you go.
And it has a flash.
No one will.
Might be upside down or sideways.
It's not sideways. I can feel which way the text is going because it's highly embossed.
Okay.
Let's see.
Try upside down.
Volume down.
Hey.
Slid your finger.
OrCam warranty card. Register your device.
device. Uh-huh. In the unlikely event of a tech problem during the warranty pay, we want you to be covered. Visit www.torcam.com/ to register your devil or cam.
I don't really want to know if it's a devil or cam. I really don't want it attached to my face.
Welcome to the joys of OCR.
Right. So it's not recognizing my finger, and I don't know why.
That may be turned off.
Ah.
So you can turn, in settings, you can turn it to tap the touch bar, gestures, and you can also put it in stare mode. So if you look at it for more than 3 seconds,
stare mode, it will
automatically take a picture.
That's so cool. Let's go into settings and see what we've got.
Settings. Back button.
Yes.
Oh, my all kinds of 18%.
Wow, it's coming up fast.
Mm-hmm.
My eye settings. Reading rate. Reading rate 160. Adjustable.
Okay, so you can change your speech rate. I won't do that for now.
Volume.
Okay.
Reading button. Language button. Volume 6. Adjustable. Volume. Volume 6. Adjustable. Volume 6.
So that's as loud as it gets?
Volume 6.
No, it should go to 10.
Volume. Selected. Volume.
Oh, you had to select it. That's
volume
weird.
6. Adjustable. Volume 6.
No.
Select. What's the matter with you? Reading rate 160. Adjustable. Reading rate 180.
Set to 180 words per minute.
Let's see how fast it goes.
Reading rate 300. Reading rate 300.
I was going to say about 300 or 320, I think.
Reading rate 280.
That's actually where I would like it. That's actually really
280.
Nice.
Reading rate 200.
Yeah.
Reading rate 200.
240 words per minute.
I keep mine about there.
20 words per minute. Rate set to 200 words per minute.
Ouch. So I attached this thing to my glasses and it got some of my hair.
Oh,
stop taking pictures. Ah. Get on there.
Volume 6. Adjustable. Volume 6. Volume 7.
Volume is set to 7.
Volume 7.
That's weird. I'm having to double
volume
tap and
seven.
Hold on this slider.
Volume 7. Volume 7.
That is
volume 8.
Volume is set to 8.
That's weird. But I can slide on the touch surface, right?
Volume 8.
Yes, you can slide it
volume
forward
volume
to volume up and
volume
slide
volume
back
six.
To volume adjustable. Down.
Ooh, that's pretty loud.
Mm-hmm.
Volume down.
Volume
down.
Nine. Adjustable. Volume 8.
Down.
Adjustable. Volume 7. Reading. Button. Language. Button. Gesture. Button. Face. Button. Product. Barcode. General. Button. More settings. Heading.
Lots of settings in here.
Yes.
Reading,
and so much easier
reading,
to access through the app than it was to access through the menu on the device
button.
Itself.
My eye battery level is 20. Reading. Heading. Reading navigation. Pause time. Button. Reading navigation. Reading navigation. Switch button. On. Date format. Button. Beep when paused during reading. Beep when paused during reading. Switch button on. Automatic page recognition button. Automatic page recognition time button. Automatic page recognition.
Lots of stuff in here.
Reading face button.
Yes.
Gesture button. Language button.
We're going to go into gestures.
Gesture button.
Okay.
Button. My eye battery level is 20. Gesture. Heading. Stop gesture. Stop gesture. Switch button on.
So that means you can hold your... You can hold your hand out in front of you with your fingers mm-hmm. up like you're telling someone to stop, and that will pause the reading.
Oh, cool.
Gesture sensitivity level. Button.
Oh, so you can adjust that? That's
watch gesture.
Really nice.
Watch mm-hmm. gesture. Switch button. On. Watch gesture. Switch button. On.
What's the watch gesture?
You hold your hand up in front of the camera, arm sideways like you're looking at a watch. And it will tell you the time, and if you keep your arm there, it will tell you the date as well.
What? Like?
Just like you want your hand in a fist, because it's actually looking for the back of your knuckles turned sideways, held up like you were looking at a watch on your wrist.
Huh. It's not.
Traveling further away?
Time is 9:09 p.m. Today is Thursday, May 16th, 2019.
That's so cool.
Very nice.
It's not that loud out of the speaker, so you could probably do that in a meeting and get away with it.
Yeah.
Watch gesture. Yeah, possibly.
Face. So where do I set the pointing gesture thing?
I think it's on.
It must be. Hold on. Let me
see
if I can.
Was it not in there?
Was not in there.
Huh.
There it goes. I think.
There it goes.
Mm-hmm. Visit www.orcam.com.
Yes. Okay.
Register your device directly with Orcam. Refer a friend. Enable others to be empowered by Orcam. Refer a friend.
Cyberwoman.
It's going to be even more Cyberwoman when I have these hooked to the Bose frames.
So that works in two different ways. If you're pointing and it beeps and you move your hand, it will read the whole page or as much of the page as it can see. And it will tell you, you know, that it might not be able to see the whole page and you may need to move your page up and try again. Because it's a wide angle camera instead of more portrait.
Mm-hmm.
But it's if you hold your finger there after it beeps, it's actually going to start reading about three lines above your finger, and you can, with some practice, slide your finger down the page and have it follow your finger.
What the?
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't ask for that.
It's designed to read the block of text that you put your finger on.
Oh, cool. I just was able to stop it. That's neat.
I think one of the best things about that device is the gesture-based.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. And I want to get some practice when the cable isn't wrapped around my face, so I have limited range of head motion.
And Whitley says she has Whitley's no limited podcast. Range of head motion.
Right, she has no limited range of head motion. I have all the motion I want. so, we're going to go back, and we're actually...
Also, one of my other favorite features is that you can go to something, an item...
So are you going to get...
Like the table, point at the table... And you can tap on the table and it will tell you the color that you tap on.
Yes.
My eye settings, fading rate, volume, reading AccuWatch, product, barcode.
It actually just took that picture of my phone.
Yes. Version,
February 5th, 2020.
Stop.
So, Aaliyah.
Mobile app version, 2.5. Serial number, 0. Hardware version, software version, 8. Wi-Fi settings, button.
Aha, there's Wi-Fi settings. What's up, Michael?
Yep.
So here's what I want you to do. Turn around or get to something that you can point at.
I'm going to have to unplug for a second.
It's not text.
It's not text. Have...
Mm-hmm. Right, because it's a color charged detector as well.
Battery is 35% charged.
Hey, shut up.
Yeah, it gets excited. So, if you're having trouble targeting, if it's not picking up your finger when you're pointing at things, the tendency for people using this is to look higher than you need to, and you may actually need to lower your head a little bit or turn it slightly left or right.
What should I point at?
Well, you need to put your finger on the surface you want to point at.
So, anything you want to get the color of.
Here's Michael's shirt.
There you go. Leave your finger there.
Light level is too low.
What? Okay, it actually tried to...
in the light.
It actually tried to read that instead of taking a picture, instead of telling you
just
the color.
Leave your finger there.
Yeah, leave your finger in place until it tells you the color.
It's going to take some practice.
Targeting practice.
Right.
The time is 9:14.
I'm not asking you for that. It's still trying to read text.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the tricky part.
Not getting your color for some reason.
And a since it's already done your something once, you have to move your finger out of the frame and then back in.
Doesn't like me today.
So, like, you could also, yeah, put it on something and point down at it, or point, just point at the table.
There you go.
Dark purple brown area.
Ha!
Wonder what color that shirt is.
That shirt's a white, but it probably got the table.
Right.
So, will it do currency, Leslie?
It will. It will do currency, which I think it will do American dollars and some others. But I don't remember that for sure. It will do color, of course. It will do a couple of different languages. And so if sometimes it's you're taking a picture of something and it's reading in what sounds like Spanish or French, you may want to go in and turn those languages off. But it is supposed to detect other languages that are turned on automatically.
Come on. It doesn't like me.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah.
It took me some time to
show me the money.
$20.
Oh, hey.
Woo-hoo. Leah's buying dinner.
No. All right, so that's an overview of things. I am going to end up connecting it to Wi-Fi, but that's just as simple as entering network information, right? In the settings?
Yes, in the settings, and then it will connect through the Wi-Fi connection to your phone. So the cool thing about this is that all of these gestures, whether it's stare mode, gestures, only tapping, can be turned on and off and adjusted individually for each thing. So you could have it do currency in stare mode and documents by gesture or facial recognition by stare mode. So it's got a lot of options for really customizing each thing that you want to do with it.
Right, that's really cool. Now, mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people are big fans of seeing AI over something like this. And what would you say is your biggest use case for this over something like seeing AI?
I like this for hands-free use of, like, when I'm in a building and I'm looking for signs. I need to read the sign next to a door. I don't have to stop, pull out my phone, hold it up. It's worked, like, using it around the apartments, finding an apartment number if the signs on the door are clear. And all of this stuff you can do with seeing AI, but I really like the hands-free aspect.
Yeah, that's
of
my
this.
Thing. It's
well, what I've heard about this thing, it will read. You could leave this on.
Yes.
I got to meet the Texas sales rep, and he mm-hmm. said that he left his on all the time.
Yeah.
And so he could tap. He could be looking out the window and tap and see if there's any signs going by in the car or billboards or anything like that. So I think that makes this thing pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's really neat.
And I use it a lot for, you know, if I'm sitting on the couch reading mail and I'm trying to hold the piece of mail and let's say I'm using Seeing AI and then I'm trying to hold my phone in front of it. It's hard to manage all that. And so this, I can hold up the piece of paper, point, and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a big blue light on the side so people know you have something on.
Yes, there is.
Why do you have a blue light on your face?
Why is your head glowing?
I'm an AI. I have to break it to you.
And it, I really, this thing has come a long way just in the last 2 years.
Definitely.
The battery still only in continuous use lasts about an hour and a half.
But it
doesn't,
charges.
Have you seen, doesn't take that long to charge it back up. You can adjust the time it takes before it goes into suspend mode, and it will run in suspend mode for about 3 hours straight. So it's like, I really find it invaluable at work when my computer's not talking to me and I can just tap my camera, figure out what's going on instead of try to hold my phone up there and do keyboard commands at the same time.
So I'm actually going to power this down now.
Yep. Hey. So you want to
suspend
and you can
press again to shut down. Shutting down. Please wait.
What's up, Leslie?
And you can, those tapping noises where it sounds like you're pushing a button. You can turn all that off. The different sounds, the dinging and all that. All that can be adjusted to make this a lot quieter.
Bye bye.
When you're using it. Bye bye.
It is a devil Orcam after all. So
it is. She's very ominous, but and I know a lot of people use this for facial recognition, and getting it to learn somebody's face is fairly easy. They've also added voice commands to this now. So you used to have to enter the user menu. You used to have to take the camera off the glasses, press, hold down the power button, and slide your finger down the bar to enter the menu. Now you can double tap it when the bar, when it emits a loud tone. You can say enter user menu, and it's going to open that right up. And of course, you can also do it in the app now. But they have other, they have a list of voice commands of, you know, tell battery status, tell time, tell date, enter user menu. You can tell it to connect to a Bluetooth speaker. And
that's
it will find all that for you. The downside to the voice commands is that they have to be precise. There's no, open settings, open menu. If you don't say enter user menu, it's not going to do it.
Yeah, and that just comes with training a voice model, and honestly, the storage on the device probably isn't enough to train that sort of model.
Correct.
So it's just a limitation of a very small device.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
It's still powerful.
Very.
It is. It holds about 100 pictures, so you can put about 100 people in there. You can use it to scan barcodes of products, and if it doesn't recognize a barcode, you can take pictures of that product from various distances and angles and have it learn that product so that the next time you look at hold that box up or can, it's going to tell you what that is because that's saved in there.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be playing with this a lot over the next few days for sure and learning more and more about what it can do. But we wanted to give you a brief overview and talk about it and the reasons why you might want one over something like Seeing AI or something like that. And those are excellent tools. If you don't have the ability to get an Orcam, which I did not for the longest time, it's fine. You know, this is something that for me, I'm going to be using a lot. And as somebody who's majoring in computer information systems, if I'm going into a company, they don't want sometimes, you know, depending on the system I'm handling, they don't want a phone anywhere near something like that.
Right.
They're not going to want a device near their machines that can reach out to the internet. So as long as, for example, it's on my home Wi-Fi network, but it doesn't have to be on a Wi-Fi network to do any kind of recognition.
And that's and only so, for the purposes of software updates. So
right.
when yeah. when you connect this to the Wi-Fi, you plug it in and turn it on, it's going to automatically check for software updates. And that's the only reason it uses the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So for me, this is going to be critical. And mm-hmm. as I go into taking more programming classes and different classes and learning to troubleshoot different things, I am going to really need it.
And there is talk of at some point making this where it can be paired to a Braille display.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That really would great. Just I've... boggle my mind.
Yeah.
I would be super excited about that.
Me too. But
that's all the time we're going to have for this UnboxCast and / DemoCast. Unbox DemoCast?
yep.
But
there you go.
Leslie, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/LadyLessa or search Leslie Turner Dixon. And you can reach me by email at LadyLessa, LadyLessa at gmail.com.
All right. And Michael, where can people find you?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Mike Doise, that's MikeDoise at iAccessibility.net. I am Mike Doise on Twitter, and you can find me on Facebook. Just search for Michael Doise and let me know that you heard about me from the IACast Network.
All right, and you can find me, Aaliyah Dudley, producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A, at iAccessibility.net, and you can follow me on Twitter at BlindCowgirl199. You're about to hear all the wonderful ways you can get in touch with us at iAccessibility, and don't forget about our Slack community at iAccessibility.net/Slack. You'll get all sorts of interesting articles and conversations related to our show, so head on over there and join us. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. It has been a great show, and I look forward to seeing you next time.
See you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
This show has been brought to you by the IACast Network. We love hearing from you. Email us at feedback@iAccessibility.net. Got Twitter? Follow us at iAccessibility1. Facebook, search for iAccessibility. Download our free apps for iOS and Android, and keep up with all of our content at iAccessibility.net. If you'd like to donate to our show, hit the PayPal button on our website and get early access to our outtakes with a donation at patreon.com/iacast. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.